Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be shedding light on technology-facilitated gender-based violence in Yemen. Part 1. Overview. As internet and social media use grow globally, the weaponization of technology against women and girls, known as technology-facilitated gender-based violence, is becoming increasingly widespread. There are multiple definitions of TFGBV. Broadly speaking, TFGBV encompasses a range of harmful actions, including online harassment, defamation, and non-consensual sharing of personal information, such as intimate images and videos. TFGBV involves acts of violence committed, assisted, or amplified through digital media and information and communication technologies, directed at individuals based on socially ascribed differences between men and women. In Yemen, people's use of internet and social media is increasing. By February 2024, there were around 3.6 million social media users across Yemen, equal to nearly 10% of the total population. With increased access to online spaces, Yemen is also witnessing cases of TFGBV. Known types of TFGBV experienced by Yemeni women and girls include instances of online harassment, defamation, electronic blackmail, doxing, one and online threats of assault or death, among others. TFGBV in Yemen reinforces existing unequal gender dynamics shaped by cultural and social customs, further restricting women and girls' mobility and freedom of expression, both on and offline. The consequences of this kind of violence extend far beyond the digital realm, deeply affecting the lives of women and girls offline. Survivors often face increased risk of mental health issues, forced social isolation, and severe restrictions accessing online spaces as a protective response imposed by men. In extreme cases, TFGBV in Yemen can lead to threats of honor killing, forced marriage, or forced relocation. Yemen's challenging protection environment, coupled with the absence of specific cyber laws, strict and oppressive gender norms, continuing conflict, and ineffective law enforcement mechanisms, aggravates these challenges, leaving many women and girls with little recourse to justice or protection when experiencing TFGBV. Yet, TFGBV in Yemen remains largely understudied and overlooked within the broader discourse on gender-based violence and digital rights, despite its impact. This exclusion is mostly likely the result of social stigma around the topic, in a culture deeply rooted in traditional gender roles and a strong emphasis on honor. Part 2. Key findings. 1. As a result of social stigma, safety concerns, fragmented state institutions, and ineffective law enforcement mechanisms, which are typically not survivor-centered, most incidents of TFGBV in Yemen go unreported. In most cases, women and girls who experience this kind of violence choose not to disclose it. 2. The impact of TFGBV in Yemen often results in online and offline consequences with potentially harmful effects. Such violence puts women and girls at increased risk of mental health issues, forced social isolation, and significant restrictions on their access to online spaces, curtailing their freedoms even further. In some instances, survivors of TFGBV also face threats of so-called honor killings, divorce, forced marriage, or forced relocation. 3. The lack of strong legal frameworks and survivor-centered application of laws to address GBV, combined with continuing conflict and inadequate cyber laws addressing TFGBV, aggravates the challenges women and girls face seeking protection and justice when subjected to TFGBV. 4. Based on available information, women public figures, activists, and those involved in public work are at higher risk of TFGBV targeting in Yemen. Such TFGBV often involves defamation, blackmail, and hacking, aiming to discourage women's participation in public affairs and perpetuate the status quo. 5. The threat of TFGBV significantly limits women's mobility, both online and offline, and ability to express themselves freely. In some conservative communities, male relatives will even ban women from using smartphones and the internet altogether, partly out of fear of TFGBV, further restricting their access to public spaces and opportunities. Part 3. perpetrators of TFGBV in Yemen. Available evidence suggests that TFGBV in Yemen, like other forms of GBV, is overwhelmingly perpetrated by men against women and girls. A survey conducted by Mansati 30, an online questionnaire platform for Yemeni youth, revealed that, among those with access to online spaces, approximately 69% of women have experienced some form of cyber violence, including TFGBV, compared to 32% of male respondents. There have also, however, been isolated reports of women engaging in gender-based defamation campaigns against other women and girls, particularly those not adhering to conservative dress codes. Not all TFGBV is committed by strangers. In fact, one key informant noted public incidents of women appearing to follow personal agendas when committing TFGBV. For instance, the key informant recalled an incident of a female family member taking a photo of a girl, without her consent, sitting on her brother's lap in a crowded car. This photo was then widely disseminated online, also without consent, accompanied by false claims of inappropriate behavior, threatening the girl's safety, dignity, and future prospects. As such, it is clear that not all TFGBV is committed by strangers, it can also be perpetrated by family members or known people. Part 4: Groups particularly at risk of TFGBV in Yemen. Women and girls are at risk of TFGBV, even if they lack online access and regardless of whether they live in IRG or DFA-controlled areas. Available data suggests that certain groups of women are at heightened risk of TFGBV, including activists, journalists, civil society representatives, influencers, and public figures. It seems that targeting women visibly involved in taking up public space is meant to discourage them from participating and engaging in public affairs. A striking example of this was a vicious smear campaign against a University of Taiz professor who advocated for Yemeni women's right to obtain a passport without the approval of a guardian, with an online electronic newspaper describing her as having questionable character and falsely accusing her of attacking Islam. One key informant noted that it is common for women activists to be targeted on platforms such as X for their political or civic stances, with perpetrators resorting to defamation, hacking, and blackmail to pressure women into publicly changing their position. In some cases, the online gender-based harassment of public figures and women activists can evolve and lead to direct threats or the spread of fabricated images or information as an act of defamation. Across Yemen, civil society work, including both the humanitarian and development sectors, has faced intense public criticism, with women in this sector facing defamation campaigns and accusations of immorality. Documented acts against women activists and aid workers include detainment, imprisonment, torture, kidnapping, and organized online campaigns ridiculing them both in Yemen and the diaspora. This phenomenon is particularly pronounced in areas under DFA control, where such women are undermined by the DFA and portrayed as foreign agents or soft power serving Western agendas. As such, women activists and aid workers are at risk of being subjected to defamatory content by social media influencers, especially in DFA-controlled areas. For example, a recent disinformation campaign on social media attempted to associate Yemeni women involved in civil society and peace-building organizations with foreign networks allegedly seeking to ruin Yemen and advance hidden agendas. TFGBV is not limited to women activists or those engaged in politics, however. All women and girls who take up public space or are public figures are at heightened risk of TFGBV. In one case, the DFA imprisoned a fashion blogger under the pretext of indecent behavior, as the outfits she wore online were considered too revealing. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.